Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not really focused on that. I don't think a lot of the guys are focused on the outside noise. We know what we need to do and what we need to accomplish to win this game. So, you know, I think we understand what our jobs are going to be and what type of game it's going to be. So, you know, we're looking forward to that challenge.
Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard, as the Bills get ready to take on the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow night in the AFC Divisional Round. I'm ready. Can it just be tomorrow? Let's just get going here. Man, we got to wait. Got to wait like this?
I wish we didn't have to wait till 6:30.
Why do we got to wait like this? That's tough. That's mean. I feel like it's mean. It's not right. It's not right. But here we are, hour three of Sports Talk Saturday, and we've opened things up as a really wide questionnaire for all of you today before we get into actual Bills game day tomorrow. We actually will talk about everything in detail of matchups, personnel usage, legacy even of what this season is and what this team and its legacy could be if there's a loss, for example. And all those questions are available today as well, because I want to get a gauge of how you're doing out there, because I'm interested. I want to know how things are, how you're feeling heading into this game. What are you worried about? Are you worried about nothing at all? It really is just this wide-ranging set of conversations today. Nothing really to worry about with being particular here. So if there's anything you want to bring for this last hour, by all means, let's get into it. We'll get connect with our fans all throughout the rest of this hour. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. But I don't want to forget the people on the tweet sheet. At Derek Kramer 49, at WGR 550, as anyone that tweets things in, we'll keep reading those as well. Perseverance, love that, tweeting in, if these two teams played 10 times, the record would probably be 5-5 or 6-4. This could be game of the year. We need someone to make a play when it matters and put this one in the win column. The food blog guy. Do they fire McDermott and hire Joe Brady if it's a bad loss? I don't know. Contextually, I don't. If it's a bad loss when it comes to like a wide point margin, I'm more chalking it up to the Ravens have more talent than you do, and that's just how it is. That's okay. If there's a major coaching gaffe, that's where questions will be asked. But I doubt that they'll just promote Brady after one full season as the offensive coordinator. That's typically dangerous territory. Steve tweeting in, the lyrics to Mr. Brightside, they get me absolutely pumped. It's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. It gives goosebumps. And I don't disagree with that. I do think, though, that it's just a vibe song. It is. It's one that brings everyone together. I do love seeing people just go crazy and just have fun together, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. 803-0550 is the number. Everyone here, let's get into it. I promised you all, hour number three, just like the rest of this show, has been for you. So let's keep it going. We'll go out to John in Detroit. John, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Thanks for holding on through the break. How you doing?
Doing great. We're just driving in now from Detroit. We're on the 90. The weather's clear. We're all excited.
There you go.
Can't wait to get to the stadium. And my thoughts are, I hope that the Bills can put pressure on Lamar Jackson and try to rattle him early and get him to cough it up a little bit. I think we can capitalize on that if he makes a few mistakes. And just wanted to throw that out there and go Bills.
Go Bills. Thank you, John. Drive safe. Make sure you get there and enjoy the game, of course, most of all. The defensive line needs to step up. This is an opportunity for them to try to fix what has been a long-time problem for them. You have to be able to generate pressure. But with Lamar Jackson, you also have to be able to do it responsibly. The Bills, they did get to Bo Nix, who's a little shifty. But there is a big difference between Bo Nix scrambling under pressure versus Lamar Jackson on the move. One of the best runners in the entire league when he has to get going. So you have to do it responsibly. Matt Milano plays a big role here. Dorian Williams plays a big role here. These are guys that are probably going to have spy responsibilities on Lamar Jackson if things go awry. Personnel will be an issue and an interesting question. But if Milano shows a shadow of what he usually is capable of, there might be a little hope. But I would expect Jackson to get some of his damage and cause some chaos on the ground. Let's just not ignore that. He will get his. But if you can, like the caller said, if you can get some pass rushing through the interior, cause things to happen, and have pass rushing responsibly on the edges, there might be an opportunity here. And the defensive line needs to step up, because oftentimes when the Bills do end up on the short end of the stick in these playoff losses, the defensive line, through different variations of it, has oftentimes failed to produce. And that's the part that hurts. So this is a big step-up game for the defensive line, for the trenches, on both sides of the football. But continue to step up from what we've seen from the defensive line in the second half of the season. And keep things going here. Go to Dan and Kenmore. Dan, how you doing today? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Oh, very good. I had a strange idea. What if you got the group Killers in to perform the song live?
I think
that would pump everybody up more than what it is now.
I think logistically, that's a hard ask. Honestly, I appreciate it, Dan. But that's a hard ask. You have to have them be able to fit in the stadium, play the song. But also, the vibe hits hardest in the fourth quarter. I don't think you're asking a band to show up here to play a song to start the fourth quarter. That's a toughie. I do think that would be interesting for like an off-season event or, you know, something like that. I don't think that it's one where, I don't know. You can't get them to get here in person because they're a big ticket item. And there's plenty of people around the world who do not care about the Buffalo Bills that would much rather pay to see them in a venue. And I don't think they're passing that up for playing one song in the fourth quarter of a football game. Where, by the way, you're not going to have the most room that you can to get this done. Interesting idea, fun idea. Probably one for an off-season event. Or like, if, and this is the big if, you were to make a certain game that the national audience would see. We'll keep things going here. Julian, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for me?
What is going on, fellas? I am pumped. I'm excited all week, man. I've been playing the Bill Shout song and Seven Nation Army back-to-back.
There you go.
Now I get to add Mr. Brightside to the playlist. Man, I'm feeling wonderful. Last time we played these guys in the division round, we won. We shut down Allentown. Bill's Mafia slashing tables in the middle of the road. It was amazing. I hope we can do that against, Sunday night? But
yep.
One game at a time, one day at a time. when it comes down to Lamar, I know we keep talking about how can we stop Lamar, how can we stop Derrick Henry. They need to stop Josh Allen. At the end of the day, they need to learn how to stop Josh Allen. Nobody can do it. We play Buffalo Bills football. There's no reason. They're coming over here to Buffalo. They got to play against Josh. They got to play against the elements, the freezing cold. Bills Mafia screaming, shouting. So it's going to be great. I'm not just going to say we're going to blow them out. It's going to be a tough game, but I'm ready and excited. I'm pumped. And other than that, you guys, for the whole regular season, what was your offensive player of the year for the Bills, defensive rookie of the year, and comeback player of the year for the Bills? Thank you. Go Bills, and let's go.
Julian, I like the enthusiasm first and foremost. I'm loving the vibe there. I will say yes to the first thing. The Ravens still have to stop Josh Allen, and then the problem was, how do you get a blowout? Because they did exactly that, and that's how you get a blowout like that. That's how you lose 35-10. And, of course, we all know of the accursed trick play as the Bills' offense was finally starting to hum. They were finally starting to put it together, and then the ill-timed trick play where Josh just gets blasted. It's a fumble. It goes the other way, and any semblance of a close game is out the window. The Bills cannot start slow tomorrow because you want to have the best chance at winning. That's the biggest thing. Cannot start slow. Cannot have what started your game against the Ravens happen again. If you want to have a real chance at this thing, and trust me, there are people in Baltimore saying the same thing. You got to make sure you slow down the offense in Buffalo because, well, we've seen what happens if you do. You can blow them out. You can win. Because there's a track record now. There is evidence of it. If you get yourselves a chance, and this comes back to what Joe and I were talking about, creating your own luck, creating that opportunity for the good fortune. The offense still has a job to do itself. And they should do it. Because the offense has been humming. And they need to. This is a game where you need them to step up. I hate to say this for everyone's physical health, mental well-being, and psychological needs, but this is the Detroit game again. You need the offense to step the heck up. And you need the defense to make a timely play as you can. Expect that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry will get theirs. And it's going to be annoying, it's going to hurt, and it's going to stress you out. But as long as the offense gets theirs, they're in the game. And that's what you got to ask for. You got to ask for the plays to be there. You got to ask for the Bills to create their own luck. You got to be able to see it. Can the Bills deliver? That's where it's got to go. And it's got to be from starting strong. Cannot have a slow start in this game. Because otherwise, there's something about the legacy of this team, this iteration of the Bills, that changes for the worse. And we would have to endure an entire offseason of that, and I don't feel like doing that, neither should you. We'll keep things going. John in New Jersey, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Start out, go Bills. Question for you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got Fitzmagic there at the stadium tomorrow. It should really amp it up to the next power. What is your superstitions for everybody? What special outfits are you going with tomorrow?
Ooh, John, if you do not mind, I'm going to borrow this for tomorrow morning, if you don't mind, because it's a fun question, and I do want to put that out there for like the internet to have an answer at that. So awesome. I appreciate that.
But how? Other than that, how are you guys working out today?
For me, it's business as usual, John. I do my job. I come in here, and everything just stays the same. It is come here an hour early, get my show prep in, and that's it. Like, I don't really have anything like a superstition or anything like that. And I think that has to do with the fact that, like, you know, I'm working. Like, I'm working that day. I'm working today. Like, it's business. You know, I may be the goofy jackass of the group at the station, but I am still, at the end of the day, standing on business. And there are days like this where, like, I want to get the opinions, the feelings, the emotions of the fans around. So I don't have one of those. I don't think that I do. And if I do, it's unknowing or I don't pay attention to it. That said, I will be happy to ask this question, or even more so, John, I'm on at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can call back in. We can have that question be asked and try to spark something. Because Joe might have an answer. He's not here at this point for the third hour. Joe might have an answer to this question. The other hosts throughout the day might have an answer to that question. I just don't. I don't have a superstition, mostly because I'm just getting ready for work that day. I've been to one Bills game in the last 7 years. And it was the game on all of the drugs against Minnesota a couple years back. So Derek is not allowed to go to Bills games. That's the rule. But this team and what they mean to this area, a superstitions question. It's a fun ask. It's one that helps tie the community together, though. So I like that question, John, because of why do we do this? It's for a sense of belonging, a sense of community, a sense of having fun. Even there's something sometimes a little fun and wacky about a superstition. So I may not have one, but I certainly don't mind the question because it's fun. And that's why we do this at the end of the day. It's why we cheer for this team. It's why we cover this team. It's why people flock out to the parking lots, even though they might not even be going to the game. They're there to just have fun, tailgate, and then they can leave and go watch it somewhere else if they don't have tickets. It's fun. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be something to enjoy. And if they lose in an exciting game tomorrow, it will be frustrating. But at the same time, if you give us a damn good game, there's something to that. There is some meaning to that. And there's something positive you can't take away from that, even though you end up on the wrong side. I look at 13 seconds and I don't look at that as a game that I want to avoid anymore. I look at that as a game that it was a shame that someone had to lose. And even if the Bills ended up on the winning side of that game, all you have to do to look at that game is go, it's a shame someone had to lose. Do I want another traumatic loss like that on the docket? No. But am I also appreciative of it with the entertainment factor? Yeah. And I should be, because that's what this is all about. It's about entertaining at the end of the day. We keep going here. Brian in Toronto, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for me?
Okay, so obviously I'm feeling like most Bills fans, nervous, all that wonderful stuff. Going to probably watch the Houston-KC game, pray for a Houston win. We all know we're cheering for Houston. But going into the game, I just kind of keep telling myself, we got the best quarterback, we got the best football player in the world. We're playing at home. I look back at that game we got thumped by Baltimore, not making excuses for them. That was, I think we were 3-0 at the time. I think we played Arizona and Miami. And that was our first game, like our first true test. We had multiple players out, and I'm not taking anything away from Baltimore. Baltimore could easily win that game tomorrow, and you'd be like, yeah, they're a solid team. They're a Super Bowl contender, but we do have a lot going for them, ourselves, and we just got to, like, put trust in the guys, put trust in our offense, and make some big plays and just go from there. It's the divisional round. You're getting no easy, let alone not an easy game. You're not going to get an easy drive, an easy moment. And this is what we waited so many years for while we weren't making the playoffs. So I just always remember about that, being a 19-year-old guy and being, I wouldn't think I would have to wait till my late 30s to watch another Bills playoff game. So when I'm feeling all nervous, which I will be up until 6:30 tomorrow, these are things I try and remember, and your community is awesome. I try to get out. I was there last week. Your community is awesome, and I love the way your city rallies around that team. It's like no other, and it's a pleasure to be a part of it.
Brian, thank you for the call and the mentioning there with community, a sense of belonging. And that is something. You also add something to this that I appreciated with your call, perspective. I went through... I was part of a generation of fans that had no idea what Bills and playoffs meant. I was growing up with a team that just refused to get to the dance. And somehow the sicko in me stuck through it. Not only stuck through it, but now here I am sitting here taking your guys' calls. The perspective. And that's why I'm always grateful for this. And I'm always grateful for an opportunity to do this show. Because at times, there are moments where you need to get connected, get a pulse with the community, and see what's going on here. And have some fun. Like I said, I don't want to add another traumatic loss to the docket. If there's an option, I'm taking that as my option not to do that. Let's not do that. But if I have to sit through an entertaining game and a frustrating loss, it's like a lot of you have said today. They're a Super Bowl contender. Whoever comes out of this game obviously is a Super Bowl contender. You have to win one more game to get there. So therefore, you should be you're in the mix. You're in the final four. Of course you're a Super Bowl contender. The winner of this game is going to be championed as the hero that needs to slay Kansas City. The winner of this game has to be the one to slay that demon at the end of the tunnel. Of course, if Houston does it, then we're in a whole different sense of animosity and to heck with everyone else in the way, because now you're just in the way. And that's where it's got to come down to. 803-0550 is the number to call. Everyone's been jumping in. Everyone's been bringing it today. I've liked the quality of the calls today as well. And we'll keep things going on the other side here. Mark, Harry, Jeff, I see you. And it'll be the last opportunity, the next segment here, to get those calls in. So you three, stay on there as we come back from a break here on Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.